More than 20 million Argentines are expected to cast ballots in a country where voting is compulsory for all citizens aged 18 to 70. Leading the presidential field is Argentina's current First Lady and Senator, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, wife of outgoing President Néstor Kirchner. Pre-election polls have shown she is the clear favorite, backed by 40 to 45% of the electorate in a 13-candidate presidential field that spans Argentina's political spectrum. Other contenders include former socialist lawmaker Elisa Carrió and former economy minister Roberto Lavagna, neither of whom polled above 15% in pre-election surveys. Buenos Aires lawyer Adriana Gómez says she will vote for Fernández.
Me parece una persona muy consistente como política.
She says Cristina seems to be consistent as a politician. She strikes me as intelligent. I would like for her to become president. Others shudder at the thought of President Kirchner transferring the presidential sash to his wife. Architecture student Adrián Torres says he has nothing against having a woman president in principle.
Sí, sería histórico, pero hay que ver si sería bueno.
He says it would be historic, but what remains to be seen is if it would be beneficial. I would like to see a female president, but not this one. Sitting next to Adrián in a Buenos Aires park is his girlfriend, Gabi, who is also wary of the First Lady coming to power.
Se postuló porque es la esposa del presidente.
She says Cristina was able to enter the race because she is the president's wife. There were no primary elections. Fernández hails from Argentina's historically dominant Peronist party, but is running as a center-left coalition candidate. During the campaign, she stressed the strong economic growth rates recorded during President Kirchner's term and pledged to make sure the gains benefit all Argentines. As they prepare to cast ballots, some Argentines say they are unsure who they will end up voting for. Yet many believe that Cristina Fernández will win. The widespread perception that a Fernández victory is all but certain appears to have sapped the election of any suspense or excitement it might have had. Buenos Aires hotel employee Maribel Lescano.
Yo voy a votar. Voy a ir y
she says, I will vote. I will fulfill my civic responsibility. But I will not be voting for someone, rather against. And that is not a good thing. To ensure a first-round victory and avoid a runoff, Cristina Fernández would have to get 45% of the vote, or 40% with a 10-point lead over the second-place contender. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Buenos Aires.